Today FM.
Yes, indeed it is. And, I'm delighted to be joined in studio by Mr. Dermot Bannon. How are you, Dermot? How's it going?
I'm good, Ian. How are you?
Great, very good. Thank you very much. And you've been on your travels, and
yes.
Your first show is coming up on Sunday. So this is different to Room to Improve.
It's very different to
Room Dermot
to Improve,
Bannon's
yeah.
Incredible Homes.
It's basically,
nice to get your name into the name of the show, actually, isn't it?
I was going to drop the Homes.
Just Dermot Bannon's incredible.
Would not be better.
I like the way you're thinking. Yeah, yeah.
No, so we I don't know if anybody saw the shows we did last year. We did
in America,
in New York,
yeah,
and
LA.
In LA. So yeah. This is a series now, kind of leading on from that. So we did Australia. So we did Melbourne.
Is this like a Nixer?
This is like a little Nixer.
Okay.
I did it over the weekends.
Yeah.
So we did Melbourne, Sydney, and then, so Sydney is the first show, Melbourne yeah. second, and then Sweden, which was actually really cool.
Right.
And then London. We went to some amazing houses yeah. in London. So
have you done? Have you done one for, you just did New York and LA so far. You haven't done Ireland. Do you think
no,
there it would merit
room to
one?
For that.
What?
We have room to improve.
I know you've room to improve, but are there incredible houses in Ireland that would fit
we
in?
We do. We go to the incredible houses
yeah.
in the show.
That's true, yeah.
So
we'd
always have an inspiration. We call it for our inspirational
yeah.
house, where we bring
yeah.
the clients off to get a bit inspired in the middle
right,
of the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, that's true.
So
yeah.
we try and cover all of the really great homes on Room to Improve.
And that's probably what gave me the idea to do this other one. I said, and I can get a trip,
well, no,
a free trip out of it as well.
They said to me in RT, look, we have a couple of slots in the autumn. This is last year. And they said, what would you like to do? Would you like to do some more like Room to Improve? I think, oh, God, well, I don't know.
Because you're hot stuff, Dermot.
I'm there. I'm available. And they said, what would you like to do? And actually, as an architect, like when we go away on holidays, I'm constantly dragging the kids and my wife and
yeah.
into buildings around into, you know, squares,
don't
museums,
her,
colleges.
Don't mind her.
They're moving my microphone around. I've been frightened there, somebody behind me. That's my passion. Like, I could go to London tomorrow
yeah.
if you had a meeting in the morning, and
yeah.
then I'll spend the whole rest of the day just
yeah.
wandering around looking up, go to Barcelona, Rome,
yeah.
whatever. So for me, that's a real busman's holiday.
Yeah.
And that's how we learn. Like everything, you come up with inspiration. It's like, you know, you get hit by this lightning bolt from
yeah.
God, and then, oh, there's the building.
Yeah.
It's not. You do your research, and your research is constantly looking at other buildings.
Yeah.
So when they said, what would you like to do? I said, I'd love to go and explore
look
some of the
other,
best buildings.
Yeah.
And you see, when you're traveling with I'll give you a backstage. If you're traveling with a TV company, you get access to more places than you ever
well,
was.
Well, that's
so,
true, yeah.
Like if I headed off to New York, LA, Sydney, yeah. Melbourne, I wouldn't get into people's homes.
Yeah.
And actually, it's brilliant because we film maybe for 8 or 9 hours with somebody during
yeah.
the day, but
yeah.
Like I might be filming for 4 of those, so 5 of those you're hanging around, you get to talk to them, you really
yeah,
get an
you
insight.
Do get to know them, and somebody might click with you and say, I'll ask that now the
yeah.
next time we're
but it's also you get an insight into how people live, like
yeah.
you really do come back, like it's kind of like it's like going on holiday, like on a research trip on speed.
Yeah. Oh, okay, right, I haven't tried that.
neither should anybody at home.
Okay. So listen, I watched the Sydney one last night.
Yes.
And first of all, there was a woman, first of all, who is the richest woman in Australia.
Judith.
And
yes.
Judith. Now,
yeah.
lovely woman.
Yes.
Got this house, though, and I think it's completely impractical.
That's the whole idea.
Yeah. But you absolutely loved it.
Loved
now,
it.
Are you being honest
you
when you say that?
Judith is a philanthropist, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
her main role is raising money for her causes,
yeah.
okay, and for her charities. So she needed a house that was a bit of a landmark. So it's huge. Like it seats, I think the table downstairs can
60 or something, wasn't
60
it? Yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah.
But she also has another dining table, a
yeah.
casual one upstairs
yes, yeah.
for 20.
Just for intimate ones, yeah.
She has a stairs that is designed to take a horse up and down it.
Yes.
But
I didn't see anywhere that she could throw her legs up on a poof and watch Sky,
watch
whatever,
room to
you
improve.
Know. Never watch Room to Improve, exactly.
I don't think she does that. She's not that
no.
kind of person.
Okay.
I remember she was, nobody's ever gotten into that house before.
Really?
And because all the other architects we spoke to, I said,
yeah.
oh, we're going to see Indigo Slam. You're going to see Indigo Slam.
Yeah.
And when we arrived over, she kind of interviewed me. So
yeah.
the first night that we got there,
all right.
she said, I'd like to meet Dermot first before yeah. I fully commit. And
yes.
we're traveling to the other side of the world. You better commit. But anyway, she didn't. So we arrived and she wanted to see, did she hit it off with me? And we went.
You seem to get on quite well together, actually.
I got on great.
I thought you were
going
to move in, to be honest with you. But it was great. And then my favourite one was actually the cliff house at
yes,
the end.
Yeah.
And there's a kind of a hallelujah moment. And we actually have the hallelujah chorus here, which is kind of, you know the way you've got this obsession?
Yes.
With bloody windows
and
big lights. And you actually learned something on this one. That it's not always... the best thing to do.
I learn something on every project. That's why you go. But we went to Sydney in the middle of the winter,
yeah,
and it was like an Irish summer.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, would you not kind of let the heat and the light in? And they said, you want to be here in the middle of the summer.
Right.
They call their summer stinking summers. They don't call them a lovely summer. Yeah. They call them stinking. So you can imagine the heat. So basically, there was two things. The kind of blocking off the first floor, but it wasn't blocked off. There's loads of little chinks.
Walked in. It was lovely. It was kind of bricks and the little holes. So you could see there was something through there.
And it's the most amazing. Yeah. Gordon's Bay. Irish people have been to Australia have been. So you get Bondi, you get Coogee, and you get Gordon's Bay are all on this famous walk. And this house literally is perched on a cliff overlooking Gordon's Bay.
It is the best possible vantage point. Yeah,
it is. And they've got an area of the sea that has no sharks, which doesn't exist in Australia.
Right.
So basically, he blocked it off. So for two things: one is to stop the heat getting in, and secondly, that to reveal the view bit by bit. Don't give it all away.
So when you walk in the front door, there's a bit of a journey. You're kind of teased by it.
Yes.
And then you walk down further.
And you're a little bit frustrated.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And you kind of say, why have they put a big wall there with little holes in it?
Yes.
And then finally it's revealed. And when it's revealed, it's breathtaking.
And then all the details in it, everything in it was just like the kitchen there, that there was a huge big cantilever. That's like a big overhanging island unit.
Yes.
Everything in it was. They had a wine cellar, they had a rumpus room downstairs for all the kids, but they were magnificent, just beautifully detailed, beautifully executed.
Very good. Now, the other thing is that you're on at the moment constantly, because I'm a great man for watching the Sky News papers, and they put the Vodafone ad on every day. So this is the gigabit, whatever it is,
broadband.
So, but the look of you when you were 18, with the kind of almost the Where's Wally?
That's the
Kurt Cobain top. And the hair and all that. Is that what you looked like when you were younger?
No, I didn't look that cool at all. and that's a fairly bad look, isn't it? There's been a lot of people who sent me in pictures of a kind of them at the same time.
It's
pretty horrendous. All the kids cringe when that comes on.
So listen, 9:30 this coming Sunday, Dermot Bannon's Incredible Homes.
Can I say one thing as well?
Yeah.
Because nobody ever sends me texts when I'm going on the radio anymore. Yeah. But one guy did. So can I say hello to Peter and Lisa O'Shea?
Of course, no problem. And the other thing is, what about Room to Improve? When's that coming back?
That's coming back. We're working on it at the moment. Yeah. So we have 6 jobs on site right now. Yeah. It's an incredibly stressful time. But it's that all makes for... You all love watching that, don't you?
That's it. Oh, that's brilliant. Fantastic. And you're doing your own house as well.
Doing my own house for week number 5.
Is that going to be featured on the TV at all?
It is. We're filming it. But it's not a Room to Improve. It's a different kind of show.
Yeah.
It's obviously me.
It's family at war.
Who am I going to fight with?
Exactly. Fighting with yourself. That could be good. Actually, the great comment here. Ian, I can imagine Dermot Bannon on holidays building a sandcastle and his kids are saying, Dad, why can't we build sandcastles like everybody else?
They get up and walk away.
Thanks a million, Dermot.
Thank you, Ian.
9:30 Sunday nights, RTE1.